Hi everyone, Dave Biddle here. We got a great show for you today with Dan Rubin and myself. We are 9 days away from decision day for David Gabriel George's, the number one running back in the country. What is the confidence level for Ohio State in terms of landing DGG? Dan and I will talk about that. We're also going to answer many more questions about recruiting, the current team, Ward Manuel being out at Michigan as AD, and more. All right, I'll talk to you guys soon.
A burst pipe. A dead water heater, the AC calling it quits. Who do you call? HomeServe is an easy way to handle unexpected home repairs with plans covering stuff basic homeowners insurance usually won't. Instead of scrambling for a contractor, you make one call to get the repair process started. Join the millions of customers who trust HomeServe right now. Go to homeserve.com/podcast for 50% less your first year. That's homeserve.com/podcast. Savings compared to renewal price. Void in Florida.
Ever start a new supplement and wonder, is this really working? You're not alone. Most supplements aren't easily absorbed, which means your body might not be getting the nutrients it needs. Symbiotica takes a different approach, with formulas designed for maximum absorption. Favorites, like their liposomal vitamin C, support a strong immune system and boost natural collagen production. And their newest standout, liquid colostrum, is essential for a healthy gut, packed with nutrients that soothe and restore the gut lining. Symbiotica's clean, bioavailable supplements help your body actually use what you take, delivering real results. And with a monthly subscription, it's easy to stay consistent. Symbiotica makes wellness simple. Ready to feel the difference? Go to symbiotica.com and use code START for 20% off. That's CYMBIOTIKA.com, code START.
You know, I've been rethinking how I style the smallest spaces in my house this summer. Instead of stressing over what won't fit, I've been looking at tons of versatile styles from Bob's Discount Furniture that actually multitask. Whether you're working from home or hosting guests, take that Betty dining set, for example. When it's just me, it's a compact, space-saving setup with a super comfy Bob-apedic seats. But it extends in a snap when company arrives. It comes in four fun colors, boasts over 1,500 five-star reviews, and at just $5.99 for a seven-piece set, you'll actually have a budget left for the dinner party. And if you love that retro chic vibe, they also have the Betty Bedroom Set featuring gorgeous felt-lined storage drawers and another 1,500 five-star reviews. Or if you just want to lounge, check out the Phantom Power Reclining Sofa. It's packed with cup holders, charging ports, and Bob-apedic cushions without taking over your whole living room. For quality furniture and everyday low prices, shop Bob's. It's where America shops for furniture.
Good morning, Bucknutters. Welcome to the Bucknuts Morning Five here on Monday, July 13th, 2026. I am Dave Biddle, very happy joined by Dan Rubin. Always good doing the show on Mondays with Dan. A little mailbag Monday for you guys. We're going to answer some questions from Bucknut subscribers. We'll answer some questions from the chat. All right, my friend, we are 9 days away from DGG. David Gabriel George is making his decision, or at least announcing his decision. It'll be July 22nd. Confidence level for the Buckeyes. What do you think?
So I made a couple calls on this, and I'm going to give an answer that I'm already confident nobody is going to like. I am told of the big recruitments that we've been in, this is the longest one to truly go 50-50. Wow. I don't think anyone really knows. There have been some theories as to why he would pick either side. Both financial and, you know, what your future is like at each school. I don't get that. I mean, I have not been told by anybody that they know. No, does that make sense?
Right.
I think people say reading the tea leaves and stuff like this, but I'm not familiar with anybody, Garrett Hodge included, that knows. So going to have to kind of wait it out. It's interesting. He cut off his dreads. Did you see that?
I did not see that.
Boy, that was the bag was so full. You know what it was.
They donate it. That's what a lot of times.
That's why they do that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Which is a really nice gesture. And then, you know, he's had family members come out and say stuff that's close to the fire, but I haven't seen anyone or anything that will make me gum off 50-50.
Interesting. I was hoping you'd go at least 51-49 Ohio State. No, I mean, it is interesting because normally this close to it, we'll hear like, yeah, Ohio State's either confident or they're not really confident. But yeah, you set that up very well. I can't, this is the longest it's been a 50-50 ordeal. There's no chance of a third team getting in. This is either Ohio State or Tennessee, period, right? Or I shouldn't say period. It's
modern recruiting disclaimer. We should have that for the show.
Yeah.
Yes. I think everyone in the mix plans for it to be Tennessee or Ohio State.
Oh, man. Well, 9 days from now. Do you think it's one of those things, again, we're just spitballing. Do you think it's one of those things where it's like he actually doesn't know yet? He's just one of these kids that's not like letting the cat out of the bag until it's his decision day.
I can't sit here and say with a huge degree of certainty that he has like his final decision made. I'd be real surprised if he doesn't have a real good vibe. We've discussed this because there is the NIL vibe to this. I don't get the sense that it's like, hey, he's just like, hey, Tennessee said $1. Would you say $110? Like he's not like an auctioneer. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll say it, Mo Mesmer. I think I don't know why the date was chosen specifically. I'm sure he has a reason for it, but I just have not, like I said, I don't want to keep reiterating this. Usually, we really do have at least a 60-40 or a 70-30, or I got someone in there who tells me, hey, listen, this is what I think based on this, and then I can kind of reverse engineer it. Not the case.
Jeez. Well, I've heard, trust in Carlos Lachlan. I've heard he's doing everything in his power. I like the fact they don't have a running back in the class yet. That gives me some hope. I heard, and I will need to confirm this, but I heard from somebody I trust that Locke is going to the extent of trying to learn like French and Haitian Creole for, you know, his parents so he can communicate with them better. They speak English, but like, I mean, what a good idea. I mean, they have Haitian roots, you know, they're from French province in Canada, so Quebec. So that's a smart move by Locke. That works. Good on him. All right, let's get to some more questions. First question was from Kurt Kevin. How confident are you with DGG? So we answered that. we're like halfway confident, Kurt Kevin.
One more thing on that though, Dave. And this is, look, he's a tremendous player. He really is. If you watch him, it's like he's a jump off the screen. It does not take Mark Porter to tell you that DGG is a stud. Running back is a position where you can pivot if things don't go the way you want. It just is. There's a lot of them. If you had to get one in the portal, you could probably do that. So we talk about the professionalization of college football and how it's become so much like the pros. Can't have it both ways. You got to see it kind of like the way the pros do it now. And yes, there are a few running backs, your Bijan Robinson and your Jahmyr Gibbs, your David Gabriel George, who are worth the money. But if you have to pivot and go with another route at running back, it's not like left tackle or defensive end or quarterback. You know, it's just not. So don't fret too much.
Next series of questions comes from our guy, FoxR2001.
Series.
This goes from Dan. This goes to Dan. Dan, do you think Day has changed his spending philosophy now to pay high school kids more than current players, even starters, when warranted?
No. Unless.
Unless it's a DGG.
Or Jeremiah Smith.
Right.
Or Caleb Downs. Or
Chris Henry Jr.
And I say that. But you – game knows game. You know what I'm saying? It's not like Caleb Downs showed up and Leroy Roker was like, I need to renegotiate. This is bogus. What's he done? It's not that. So I think that's a little bit silly. I do think generally speaking, at Ohio State, the salary structure is about as pyramid-like as you could make it. And then, you know, just like in free agency, if Jahmyr Gibbs is available, you're going to offer him a ton of money. If you don't get Jahmyr Gibbs, it doesn't mean you're then going to go offer, you know, Javonte Williams the same amount of money. It's not how it works. So, no, I don't believe the apple cart has been upset yet.
We're going to get to more DGG questions. I do want to hit this from a live chat. Mr. Yeah. Baker Good on YouTube. Adam. What took that team up north so long to cut ties with Ward Manuel? It's not official yet, but word broke yesterday that they're negotiating a split with Ward Manuel. I have no idea. I was thinking he's the Teflon Don, like how he kept his job through all of this. Now, you could make the argument, well, now, asterisks might be involved with the 2003, but like he did, the football team won a national title and the basketball team won a national title under his watch. So he does have that going for him. I am surprised it took this long. And it sounds like this is the result of the $11 million investigation that they did. They hired an outside law firm to come in and investigate the athletic department. And apparently Michigan got some information regarding that, which is not public yet. And that has led to the ouster of Ward Manuel, at least the presumed ouster of Ward Manuel. It seems like it's pretty like locked in at this point. When it first broke yesterday, Dan, I thought it might be like fake news, but then the more and more and more I read about it, it seems like it's legit. But to answer the question, Mr. Baker, I don't know what took so long.
Have you ever had anyone sit and read to you what's happened there over like the last X number of years?
It's insane.
If you do that, here's what I would suggest. Bring a sandwich because there's going to be like a halftime. It's staggering. So I do not have a good answer for this. This is a, you know, question like I use the wording. It's like the pyramids. There's no answer you could give me that I would accept that there's a reason for it. Obviously he had connections to someone who made decisions that think he's a smart guy. And that was that he had them, I don't know, fooled or whatever. Maybe they don't blame him for the complete tomfoolery and hijinks that's gone on there. But I mean, just if you run down the list of infractions that the football team was experiencing, they're bizarre and troubling. It's not just recruiting violations and swimming in the pool and climbing trees with the recruits. It was like allegedly predatory, you know, internet usage and malfeasance with the opposite sex. It's just a dirty, goofy. I mean, dude, 20 years from now, you're going to read the story about Sharon Moore and people are going to be like, what? That is staggering. So wait a minute. There was a hostage crisis. Anyway, it's, I don't have a good answer for that.
Yeah. It's very interesting. It took way longer than I expected, but it sounds like Ward Manuel is on his way out. I feel bad for all of the Golden Corrals in the Ann Arbor area. Sorry. Strike that from the record. That was
a charge card going there.
That was a little mean.
He's in the house account. He's like, put it on the house account.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. All right. Next one from Fox R 2001, going back to DGG. Do you guys think this will cause issues in the locker room if Ohio State lands DGG and they pay him a bunch of money is basically what he's saying. Do we think that will cause issues in the locker room? I'll go first on that. No, because they don't do it just for anybody. I think the only – now, we say in the locker room, could like one person have a problem with it or two? Yeah, maybe one of the other running backs. But I tell you what, if they think he's the running back version of Jeremiah Smith, you don't worry about feelings. They didn't worry about it with JJ, and they didn't lose anybody. It's not like Carnell Tate's like, oh, they're doing what with Jeremiah Smith? I'm out of here. No, those guys just became really affected.
I apologize for interrupting, but it certainly affected Carnell's professional future negatively.
Right. I know. He would have been at least
the third overall pick in the draft. That worked out fine. Yeah. So proof of concept, that's a theory. In practice, it doesn't actually line up. You know what I'm saying? Like the matzo ball, the elephant in the room is Bo Jackson, because Bo is a true sophomore and you would have both of them come back. We've already shown that we can do this. We are the team that had Quinshon Judkins and Trayvon Henderson. And I know I repeat myself, the two running backs that got more rookie of the year votes than any other running backs. Oh my God, that's a really long guy's got issues. But yeah, I'm not worried about that. And here's the deal. My guess is, and I don't know this for a fact, adding DGG, my guess is, wouldn't hurt Bo Jackson's bottom line. My guess is if they had to make him whole, they would do so. Keep in mind, Bo did not enter with the same amount of fanfare as DGG or even close. You know, we say this every time. There was a time in his junior year that Mark Porter thought he was better at linebacker. He didn't play against Texas. I say this on every show, I feel like. James Peoples was our guy. Matt Baxendale, preseason pick for team MVP on offense, was James Peoples. So
don't throw Bax under the bus like that. Oh,
he doesn't. He's not up this early, is he?
No, he's not. He doesn't. And Bax doesn't care anyway. He think it was.
So he's 99 out of 100. Bax. We all miss one. Yeah, I'm not particularly worried about it. And also, let's go professionalization again. Was there a time when you wanted the apple cart back and the Clydesdale back? Sure, nobody wants that anymore. That's been proven to be a faulty way of going about things. It's too much on one guy. You got a 16 game season now. There's plenty of carries. You could have two backs go over 1,000 yards easily. Not easily, but you could do it. So, and also, Bo would play 1 year and head off to the league, and then DGG would have the floor for 2 years. Right. And then, you know, we'll bring in someone to compliment him. I would assume, and we've said this before too, other guys on the depth chart, if they want to be the main running back and Bo Jackson and David Gabriel George on your team, you either better get really, really good at football or seek employment elsewhere.
There you go. I love we're going old school here. Going
and back. I like Isaiah West. I'm not sleeping
Brockington,
on
it, but Hayden and Brockington, same backfield, both first-round picks. I like Neil going back in the day. I like that little Brockington reference. Almost can speak English here. All right, let's go back to the questions. All right, Dan, do you think this is the right approach? Another question from our favorite college professor. Do you think this is the right approach, paying high school players when they are clearly better than who we have on the roster and let players leave who get upset and then replace them in the portal?
Okay. Has that happened?
He's asking he's basically assuming if they get
– Who has issues, left? Who has left Ohio
Nobody,
State?
Nobody. But a lot of people think Bo would – and I agree with you. I'm just playing devil's advocate. I agree with you. I think that they would make sure Bo's happy and Bo would stay. He's only going to be here 1 year with DGG if it happens. I don't think Bo would leave. I think Fox is assuming – or just maybe for the sake of the question, he's saying, like, if Bo leaves, if they get DGG, like, basically, is that the right approach?
Yeah, you're kind of using the end to justify the means there with not knowing the answer. You know what I'm saying? Ahead of time, I would lose a little bit of faith in Bo Jackson if he was running from a freshman, personally, if I'm on the Cowboys. And I'd say that from my pro's perspective. I don't know how Caleb would look at that. I'll have to call him. I just don't see it happening. So it's hard for me to get my mind around it. That would disappoint me if Bo would run from that. I don't necessarily think this is the real question. Would David Gabriel George as a freshman be better than Bo Jackson as a junior? I'm not sure.
If they think he's the running back version of Jeremiah Smith, I would say yes. And that was no knock on the other receiver. Like, Emeka Ebuka had a fantastic year that year, first-round pick. Carnell Tate. But they weren't as good as Jeremiah Smith.
Yeah, the proof of concept here is really strong. We just – even just saying it out loud again, with the receivers, what they've done, and what they did at running back, and the fact that Judkins – Dave, you know this. Judkins was my favorite running back in college football when he was a sophomore.
Yep.
And I hate to bring the team up again, but I was like, oh, I just can't wait to – and then there was like, wait a minute, he's on the Buckeyes? That's not fair. And by the way, it wasn't. Yeah, I'm not worried about it, I guess. Quinshon Judkins and Travion Henderson both were more heavily recruited and higher rated running backs than Bo Jackson. And they seemed to meet in the middle. without one of them being even more obviously highly rated. So I just don't think it's that big of a deal for the variety of reasons we laid out. And modern football has kind of agreed with us. I think Jahmyr Gibbs and who's the fella, David Montgomery, I think they would have kept them together, but that became a financial thing. You can't pay the two of them and still pay Gibbs. But when they were fire and ice, if anyone played against the Lions, man, that was rough sledding. And I think a lot – when you see NFL teams copycat something that ardently, I think the tandem back approach is actually the best way to do it. Two great backs. So I don't see any reason why DGG wouldn't do that. And who's the great back at Tennessee? Who's the great anything at Tennessee?
Silence.
So.
Silence. All right. One more from Fox. I'll go first on this one, then Dan, you can go second. Okay. Is recruiting as much fun for either of you as it used to be, say, 7 years ago? No, it's not. Like, I used to love when we had, and this might even be more than 7 years now, I'd have to go back and look, when there was like the original signing day, like stuff like happened, like when Von Bell signed with the Buckeyes on signing day, when everybody was predicting he's going to go to Alabama or he's going to go to Tennessee or he's going to go to Georgia, and Urban went down to the South and plucked a five-star on signing day, flipped other guys. That was awesome. I mean, that was in 2012, February of 2012. That's what I'm talking about. Like, I miss that. I'm not one of these people that thinks recruiting is not important. It's still very, very, very important. And Ohio State has not changed their philosophy. They've just have added a heavy emphasis on the portal. It's not like they now, as we can tell from this class they're putting together and the class they put together last year, they're not de-emphasizing recruiting. But for me personally, no, it's not as fun. No. Dan, what do you think?
I really like it a lot still.
I still like it. It's just not as fun.
Yeah. Is it as fun? I don't know, man. It's pretty fun. I get the idea. If you're look, the question really is to me is like, is it as fun now that it's become so businesslike and the money is above board and stuff like that? I mean, the NIL is really important, but at Ohio State, we're really, I'm not going to say we're above the fray, but we haven't stopped recruiting at the top level. We're still going after look at the defensive line class we are bringing in. Look at the offensive line class we're bringing in. So that, I don't know if it's as fun, but the results are so excellent that we're discussing David Gabriel George and we're trying to put him in contact with Jeremiah Smith and Caleb Downs because we have had the best receiver and the best safety and the best, you know what I'm saying? So we've been very fortunate. So I would have a hard time being negative about recruiting in any way. I guess it was a little more exciting to have signing day, unless it was Terrell Pryor, who crashed our site, by the way, and then didn't even commit, and then had a day of his own.
March. Yeah, he waited till like March.
So yeah. I guess that's more exciting in the term of like, you don't know if your number is going to come up, but I can't complain about recruiting in any way.
I do agree with Asian Posh Doreen here. I mean, the families are fun, getting to know the families and following that. Like the San, and she says, and I was thinking this before she even posted her follow-up comment, Sanchez family is a great example. Absolutely. I'm not just saying it because they're loyal listeners of the Bucknuts Morning Five.
And I want to piggyback on that. And you can disagree with me on that.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
Looking for a simpler way to explore medical weight loss options? Orderly Meds connects you online with licensed healthcare providers so you can learn about GLP-1 treatment options from home. It's convenient, straightforward, and designed to fit your lifestyle. Get started today at orderlymeds.com/podcasts. That's orderlymeds.com/podcasts. Again, orderlymeds.com/podcasts. Compounded medications are not FDA approved. Results may vary. Consult a licensed healthcare provider to determine if treatment is appropriate for you. Restrictions apply.
They've always been had a chance to go after good guys. From my perspective, the individuals they're bringing into the program over that last 7 years, these are complete human beings. They're mature beyond their years. They're supremely talented, but I think with the NIL, what it's done is guys, you take a real gamble on in terms of their off the field activities, don't figure into the fold as much anymore. I hate to use this name, but like in this era, they would not have recruited Torrence Gibson, in my opinion. Remember him?
Of course.
Just a very mercurial guy. It was a real question mark. Was like, the talent is so good that you got to roll the dice. Now the talent is so good, you got to roll the dice and give him $1 million. That ain't happening. So what's happened is, I think the families and the individuals who approach this in a more long-term approach, and I'm comfortable saying this about the Sanchezes, they've probably known he's got a potential NFL future since he was, what, 12 or 13? If he was my kid, probably 3. Devin arrived here a more mature individual. So they're getting great. The recruiting is helping Ohio State, I think, build really, really impressive. I mean, these are some impressive dudes. And they've always been. But I would say the risky fella and the guy here, like, are we really going to be able to give that guy that kind of money and have him come to Columbus? And those guys don't even make it to the stage 3 of a 5-stage recruiting process anymore. They get weeded out. So I think that's actually helped Ohio State when it comes to recruiting. I think I could go back and do this, but the hit rate's probably a little bit higher now because guys, once you put money in there, the vetting process gets very stark. It's yay or nay. It's not, oh, his dad went to Ohio State and he really wants to be good. It's no, we got to pay this guy. So I think that regiments it. But to complain about recruiting at Ohio State would be silly.
Torrence Gibson, that's a blast from the past. Not even that long. I've been on the beat for
so long. No offense to the guy.
That's more like halfway through my beat. But I remember Bax and I went together to Friday Night Lights. Bill Kerlick was there. Steve Wiltfong was in from out of town. I think Steve Hellwagon was there. This was well before Pat Murphy even worked for our site. And I remember that was the big thing was Torrence Gibson at the particular Friday Night Lights that we were at. That was like, he was like, there was a bunch of other like recruits there. Obviously that was the main guy was Torrence Gibson, man. All these guys, man, it's just so funny. All these like names throughout the years. It's crazy. By the way, my column on LeBron James that I wrote last week is still getting publicity on Bucknuts. And it wasn't like I said it tongue in cheek, but like,
well, LeBron's a polarizing figure.
Yeah, it wasn't like I said this. For those who don't know what I'm talking about, I've talked about this on the show too. I just opined, why not reach out to LeBron, you know? And I bet, you know, Ross Bjork leaves no stone unturned. I'm sure he's already done this. But LeBron has a net worth of about $1.4 billion. He's a diehard Ohio State fan. He's got lockers in both the basketball locker room and the football locker room. And I was like, why not? They're doing all these projects. They could plaster LeBron's name over everything if he wants to be the Buckeyes version of Cody Campbell, Mark Cuban, Phil Knight. Now, to be clear, LeBron is very wealthy, $1.4 billion, but those guys all have like more money than LeBron. Maybe not by a lot, but those guys. So I realize it's not apples to apples, but I did write that piece, and it's still going strong, Dan. I don't think it'll happen, but it's interesting to consider. I mean, he is the richest Ohio State fan on the planet if you take like families out of the mix, like if you take like the Wexner family out of the mix. For one person, LeBron would be like the richest Ohio State fan on the planet. For example, Jack Nicklaus is very wealthy, right? $400 million is what his estimated net worth. So LeBron's worth more than 3 times as much as the Golden Bear. You know, I'm sure Ross has already reached out, but, you know, wouldn't hurt to reach out to LeBron and be like, hey, man, We got all these projects. You want to put your name on some of these? J-Book had a great idea too. They're going to do a jersey patch instead of doing, I love Wendy's. I like White Castle. I like all of our local businesses, Huntington, you know, Nationwide. Why not have a LeBron James patch on there? Get LeBron to donate a bunch of money, have the LeBron James patch. And J-Book made a good point. Like, feed that ego. Tell them, like, you're going to be the first one to have your logo on a big-time college football uniform, and it's going to be the Buckeyes. And it's worth a shout-out to LeBron, I think, Dan.
Where's the job for Bronny, Dave?
There you go. Special assistant
offensive
to the
coordinator.
Well, his basketball career is not over yet, but yeah, I promise Bronny can come and have a job at Ohio State when he wants to. Not that he'll need money.
Yeah, I don't imagine his allowance was like mine.
Well, everybody in this – I hope this isn't true. Everybody – because I like LeBron, even though I'm not like a Cavs fan. I don't dislike the Cavs. I'm a lifelong Bulls fan, which maybe we have hope now with Caleb Wilson. But I've always liked LeBron, though. I mean, ever since he was in high school, like at St. Vincent, St. Mary, and Akron, I've always liked LeBron.
He's a good dude.
But like, think about it. You've never heard one thing about him being a bad husband or a bad. He's a good husband. He's a good father. But in the chat, a lot of people have these. Now, I have no idea if this is true, but in the thread, I shouldn't say, not the chat, in the thread that I did for my story on Bucknotes, which LeBron's now has like 100 replies, people are saying LeBron's cheap.
He's a horrible person,
or is a very, 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 you know, weak tipper. That's disappointing if that's true. But rich guys don't get rich by not being smart with their money.
I find that hard to believe.
Yeah, I don't think that he.
These people know they're on camera too. If you wait on LeBron James, chances are the waiter knows who you are, and he knows you're going to go right to the internet if he doesn't tip well. Come on, man. And if I guess people, whether you like LeBron or not, from like a, I don't know how you dislike him personally. What has he done that's that negative? He's he flops and he fakes stuff and he can be counterfeit at times, but so can all professional athletes, you know?
Right.
He's lived up to the hype. The first column I ever wrote, and that was really a long time ago. Things that live up to the hype. LeBron James, Mardi Gras, TiVo when you first got it. But he did. I mean,
Mardi Gras reference.
Dude, if you went to Mardi Gras, I'm not telling that story on the air. But yeah, you may not like him, but I'm very confident I could win the argument in front of anybody of who's the best player of all time, because it's not him. But he's a pretty tremendous player. And I'll say this, one thing you did hit on, he does love him some Ohio. He's never been shy about that.
I love seeing him at games, and I know he's done some stuff. I know it's Nike and Beats headphones are just, they're like his sponsor, so they'd send him stuff, and then he sends it to Ohio State. But that's still nice. He's hooked the guys up with Nike shoes, basketball team, football team, sneakers, cleats, Beats headphones. Like, he's hooked the guys up like many, many, many times. So he's still doing his part. And just LeBron coming to Ohio State football games is cool. He was at the Texas game last year. Yep. He brought Bronny and some of his teammates.
And Tristan Thompson, who's on the cover of our site.
Yeah, and you can see J.R. Smith back there too. Yeah.
What they were doing before the game. Hello.
I bet JR is a fun guy to party with before football games, or period.
I think JR is probably fun during the football game. I don't think boundaries in JR don't meet that well. So I think JR is probably pretty fun wherever JR wants to be fun.
Very true. Speaking of basketball players, how about our guy Bruce Thornton? First pick of the second round, and he's doing really well in the NBA Summer League. 27 points.
Yeah.
27 points in his debut, and they like him a lot in Houston.
No, he's clearly Fred Van Vliet insurance. He'll probably, I'd have to go look. He probably will spend some time in the G League. You know what I'm saying? Running the point for them on that team and putting up crazy numbers. But yeah, if you're the first, you know, they changed the draft to be two nights. So much like the first pick of the second round in the NFL draft on Friday night, you have 24 hours. You have a bunch of time to think about it as you sleep. And there's always a trade for that first pick. Someone always feels like someone slipped. That happened with Houston. And he's got a real bright future in front of him. It's interesting. I do think you're going to see a rush, during the NIL era of the second round being older players for basketball, because NIL forces guys to go back. So, and Bruce was never really a threat to go early lottery guy, but he played long enough that he became, you know, an obvious solid. I mean, I'd be surprised if he was an NBA starter, but you can make a nice living being an NBA backup, a real nice living.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. All right. Well, Dan will be with you again with the boys talking recruiting tomorrow. We're going to have Garrick Hodge make his prediction for DGG. I'm kidding, Garrick. We're not going to do that to you.
I can already tell you what it's going to be.
50-50.
If you have a coin nearby, you can simulate it.
There you go. All right. Well, great stuff from Dan Rubin. Appreciate it, sir. Head on over to Bucknuts. We got a great deal for you guys. 50% off premium access. And it's already a pretty good deal even without the 50% off. I feel like 10 bucks a month roughly is still, you know, relatively cheap. And now you get 50% off of that. So head on over to Bucknuts for the best Ohio State coverage. Thanks again to Dan. Thanks to all of you. We appreciate it very much. Hope everyone has a great rest of your day. And go Bucks.
What is Toyota affordability? It's buying smart. Right now, your local Toyota dealer has great deals available on some of the most reliable trucks on the market, like the off-road ready Tacoma, rugged full-size Tundra, and the legendary 4Runner, each with the space, tech, and features to handle it all, from the worksite to the trails. It means driving for less, with efficient hybrid options available, extending your overall driving range, and delivering great MPGs, meaning bigger savings at the pump without sacrificing power. And it means trading for more. The Tacoma and Tundra are ranked number one and number two in resale value over all vehicles, according to Kelley Blue Book, which can mean thousands more than average when it's time to trade in. That's Toyota affordability. Buy smart, drive for less, and trade for more. Shop Toyota.com or your local dealer for deals and details. Vehicles projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit KellyBlueBooks, KBB.com. Toyota brand average resale value is 53% versus the average vehicle at 45%. Toyota, let's go places.